The hit Showtime series Billions centers on the rivalry between two New York Titans, returning with new episodes every Sunday night at 10, 9 central, beginning February 19th, only on Showtime. The podcast series Redefining Rivalries will explore rivalry in four unique installments.
The latest from Airbnb's new funding round, what does it mean for an IPO?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So Airbnb has been in the news quite a bit these days. It is certainly a thriving company. It's raised over $3 billion since it was founded in San Francisco in 2008, and it's just closed its new funding round. What does it hint at for the future of Airbnb, and is an IPO part of that future? Joining us now with the very latest and patching in from our San Francisco recording booth is the Wall Street Journal's Greg Bensinger. Hi, Greg.
Hi, good to be here.
Let's start by talking numbers briefly. What specifically did Airbnb disclose in this regulatory filing on Thursday, and where does that leave its valuation?
What they disclosed is that it closed a roughly $1 billion round, that means they've raised over $3 billion in their less than 10-year history. And with that $1 billion, it gives them a $31 billion valuation, pretty big. It makes them the second largest tech company in the U.S. after Uber. Gives them a lot of cash to sort of hang on and do what they want to.
Yeah, so there's been all this will they or won't they talk of an IPO. How does this impact the whole equation?
Well, it means that they don't have to go for an IPO.
Yeah.
IPOs, of course, are a fundraising event. And in the case of Airbnb, they can hang on for a while and just continue with their operations. A lot of companies these days want to stay private, despite the success of the Snap IPO recently. Mm-hmm. A lot of companies want to stay private because they can be private. They can keep their financials close to the vest and not get the scrutiny of institutional investors. And Airbnb has indicated that they don't intend to go public anytime soon.
Right.
But these things can change on a dime, and once they start hiring banks, it'll move quickly.
So that's obviously going to be kept at bay. So let's talk a little bit more about what the near future might entail. We have news of Chief Executive Brian Chesky embarking on this big worldwide tour. What's the story there?
Well, it's sort of a make nice with hosts kind of tour. Airbnb wants to let the hosts know, and these are the people that open up their homes to people on Airbnb for money. They want to let them know that they can be heard at headquarters, and their issues, the things that make them happy as well, are things that Airbnb cares about. So Chesky is going on this sort of public relations tour with hosts. He's meeting in various global cities, and it's over the next few weeks. Presumably, he'll learn something and make changes to the Airbnb's operations that keep hosts happy and keep them coming to the platform.
Also making news recently are these hotels taking issue with the Airbnb model. What's been going on there, and is this a roadblock in its current momentum?
Yeah, of course, the hotel industry and Airbnb are just arch rivals. They hate each other. They're public about it. So there's a study that came out that funded by a hotel lobby that indicates that Airbnb gets something like a third of its revenue from hosts who have two or more listings in any given month. And that suggests that these might be professional hosts rather than the mom and pops that Airbnb would like you to think of. And so the hotel lobby is saying, look, these guys aren't, this isn't a mom and pop kind of operation. They're bringing in professionals and the big issue for Airbnb has been, do they impact housing prices? Do people keep housing stock off the market for the purpose of being an Airbnb rental? A lot of landlords have discovered it's much more lucrative to rent your apartment out, your home out for short-term stays. Mm-hmm. But the good government types say that's hurting housing prices and keeping things too high for regular folks. It's kind of this big fight. Who's right and who's wrong? There's a lot of nuance there.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Greg Bensinger about the latest news regarding Airbnb. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thank you for listening. So, you know, Airbnb has tried to broaden its appeal with new initiatives like, you know, experiences and these tours and things. And it has indicated that it wants to become more of a full-service travel site. So if it does decide to go public, is it in a good place where it can demonstrate that it can go beyond home rentals?
Not quite yet. Yeah, they just started these experiences. These are things where you, $200 when you travel to a new city. A host will take you on a guided tour of a lesser-known neighborhood, or teach you how to do cross-stitch or cooking classes.
Right.
So it's this sort of wide variety of things, and Airbnb hopes that this will make a sort of more complete travel experience for you. And they're also, yeah, you're right, they're also sort of adding features that will allow restaurant bookings and soon car rentals and maybe airline travel, all the things that you would need to complete a trip right through the Airbnb site. They don't want you to go to Expedia, one of their big rivals.
Right.
But it'll take some time to sort of get customers accustomed to the, you know, Airbnb is not just a home rental place.
Right. Leave it right there. Greg Bensinger, thank you as always.
Thank you.
For more on Wall Street Journal reporter Greg Bensinger's story, please check out WSJ.com/tech. He always has the very latest on the Airbnb front. That'll do it for this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.